The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
American Indian mascots for school and college athletic teams have been very popular, but now they are disappearing from the landscape under pressure from busybody activists. In 1970, more than 3,000 U.S. athletic programs referred to American Indians in nicknames, logos, or mascots. By 2003, there were fewer than 1,100, and only a handful of major universities continue the practice. At San Diego State University, its mascot, Monty Montezuma, was banished by the university president as culturally offensive and historically inaccurate. And then the university went 2 years without a mascot. In 2003, following an overwhelmingly favorable vote by students and alumni, the students bucked the nationwide trend and adopted the Aztec warrior as their official mascot. In California, American Indian mascots were banned from Los Angeles public schools almost a decade ago. The state legislature last year passed a ban prohibiting Redskins at other California schools, but Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger vetoed it. American Indian sentiment is not united against Indian mascots. Several Indian tribes near Los Angeles continue to endorse the Redskins mascot. Some universities have sought to pressure other universities into dropping Indian mascots by refusing to play with them. The University of Iowa canceled a baseball game with Bradley University last year because of its team's nickname, the Braves. Nevertheless, Bradley students voted overwhelmingly not to change their use of the Braves' name. The University of Illinois has endured criticism for years for its symbol, Chief Illiniwek, created in 1926 by the university's band director. The chief first appeared during a game against Penn State when he offered a peace pipe to a mascot of William Penn. A 2004 poll showed that 69% of University of Illinois students favor keeping the mascot.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hello, this is Christine with BringEmHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says his first job was working in an orange juice factory, but he got canned, couldn't concentrate, Derry Brownfield.
Say hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along in this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, if you haven't heard by now, CAFTA is law. I say it is law. Has the president signed it? I don't know. It passed by 2 votes, but I imagine he'll be like Quick Draw McGraw whenever he gets the pen in hand. He's going to sign that rascal. But before we talk about CAFTA and about a half a dozen other very, very interesting and important developments that are taking place, I have an article here, and I usually don't make it a point just to read someone else's article verbatim, but this is funny. It's humorous, it's good, and you get to thinking about it. Hey, there's a little more truth to this than what you realize. It has to do with how liberals and conservatives have been developed because of beer. It goes like this. Beer and politics. Division of the human family into two distinct political groups began some 12,000 years ago. Humans existed as members of small bands of nomadic hunters and gatherers. They lived on deer in the mountains in the summer. They go to the beach and live on fish and lobster in the winter. The two most important events in all of history were the invention of the wheel and of beer. Now, the wheel was invented to get man to the beer. These were the foundations of modern civilization, and together were the catalyst for the splitting of humanity into two distinct subgroups, liberals and conservatives. Once beer was discovered, it required grain, and that was the beginning of agriculture. Neither the glass bottle nor aluminum can were invented yet, so while our early human ancestors were sitting around waiting for them to be invented, they just stayed close to the brewery. And that's how villages were formed. Some men spent their days tracking and killing animals to barbecue at night while they were drinking the beer. This was the beginning of what is known as the conservative movement. Other men who were weaker and less skilled at hunting learned to live off the conservatives by showing up for the nightly barbecues and doing the sewing and the fetching and the hairdressing. This was the beginning of the liberal movement. Some of these liberal men eventually evolved into women. The rest became known as girly men. Some noteworthy liberal achievements included the domestication of cats, the invention of group therapy, a group of hugs in the concept of democratic voting to decide how to divide the meat and the beer that the conservatives produced. Over the years, conservatives came to be symbolized by the largest, most powerful land animal on earth, the elephant. Liberals are symbolized by the jackass. Modern liberals like imported beer with lime added, but most prefer white wine or imported bottled water. They eat raw fish, but like their beef well done. Another interesting evolutionary side note, most of their women have higher testosterone levels than their men. Most social workers personally injury most social workers, personal injury attorneys, journalists, dreamers in Hollywood, and group therapists are liberals. Liberals invented the designated hitter rule because it wasn't fair to make the pitcher also bet. Conservatives drink domestic beer. They eat red meat and still provide for their women. Conservatives are big game hunters, rodeo cowboys, lumberjacks, construction workers, firemen, medical doctors, police officers, corporate executives, soldiers, athletes, and generally anyone who works productively outside government. Conservatives who own companies hire other conservatives who want to work for a living. Liberals produce little or nothing. They like to govern the producers and decide what to do with the production. Liberals believe Europeans are more enlightened than Americans. That is why most of the liberals remained in Europe when conservatives were coming to America. They crept in after the Wild West was tamed and created a business of trying to get more for nothing. Here ends today's lesson in world political history. Tomorrow, we talk about coffee, now that we understand beer. Okay, CAFTA passed. Yeah, it did. Didn't surprise me a bit. Didn't surprise me a bit. And it passed just like we said it would. Remember yesterday, who did I quote? Tom DeLay, I believe, when he said, it'll pass whenever we get the votes. It might be at 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, they got the votes slightly after midnight last night. They got an extra vote. They really didn't need. They paid somebody they didn't have to buy. They bought a politician that they could have just left go, you know, because they won by two votes, and they could have certainly saved a couple $100,000 or a bridge in New Mexico or something, you know. The vote was 217 for, 215 no. And now Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and the Dominican Republic are all going to be states. Now, see, I mentioned the other day something like that, and now they want to know where I got that in. They're not going to be states, but it'll be the same as is what we're saying here. They're going to have every benefit that we have. If we're going to put the illegal Mexicans on our Social Security, you think we're not going to do the same thing for those who live in Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, the Dominican Republic? Anywho, it passed. Now, yesterday, CNN did a CNN poll. Now, these things, and you know you have some doubts about how they do it because, you know, anybody can vote more than once. You could have everybody in the family vote or whatever. So they're very, very unscientific. But CNN, on their viewers poll, opposed the vote 96%. If that's even close to right, a very, very high percentage of the American population know what NAFTA has done to our country and did not want it to be furthered because CAFTA is just an advancement of NAFTA. And soon you will see, and I predict this will happen definitely within the next year or two, because it's going to be Bush that does it. However, whoever, whatever, Hillary will come in, she'll do the same thing. But they're going to come up with the FTAA, so all of the North and South America will be one. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
We had a gob of people wanted to call, and I didn't give the phone number out just because I forgot it. Because a lot of times when we have a guest on that I really feel, you know, that knows so much more than we do about this, I don't take calls, and we usually don't give the telephone numbers, and our listeners have caught on to that. Well, yesterday, I just failed to give it. So at the last, during the last section, I think Jeff had about 10 or 12 calls. Just came in boom like that, and I apologize for that, people, because...
Apology accepted.
Well, I know it.
I don't know how you can forget the numbers. You got them plastered all over
the
wall.
Well, I know that. I just forgot to mention it. Just for, you know, once in a while, you know, you just don't do everything like you're supposed to do. Now, one thing I never do is lose my car keys. But a lot of people, I've heard, I lost my... Well, how can you lose your car keys?
Well, of course you don't lose your car keys. You leave them in your car.
Well, that's why. Okay, let's go to Dennis in New Mexico. Get me off the hook, Dennis.
Hey, I work with numbers every day, and your phone number is memorized. 1-800-973-3779.
No, if you can't memorize it, it's 97. You have to memorize that. But the rest of that spells Derry, D-E-R-R-Y. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah. I also have the number for Washington, my representatives in Washington, which is 202-224-3121.
Okay, well, let's get off the numbers here now. What's on your mind, Dennis?
It's the fact that we call our representatives, or a lot of people do, and let them know how they feel. And they just turn right around and ignore the way that people want them to vote.
Yeah, that we shouldn't call them representatives. They certainly don't represent me, do they, you?
Absolutely not.
Now, if Ron Paul was my representative, I could call him a representative. But these dudes we have, and there's this thing passed, 217 voted yes, 215 voted no, 15 Democrats voted yes. 27 Republicans voted no. Now, Bush was out there by, I understand, we don't know what went on behind those closed doors yesterday, but he was writing checks like mad. Now, you know, he didn't write a check. No, he didn't. And he didn't have cash in his pocket to hand them. But, you know, if you really want that government grant to build that bridge across Lake Chippewa or something, why, you know, you're not going to get it if you don't vote the way we want you to vote. That's the way those things work.
Or the Museum of the Wheel.
There you go.
You know.
There you go.
Good Lord.
But
we got a deficit, and they're spending money on garbage like that, you know.
Well, someone sent me this email, and I don't know who. Guy's name is Jeff, but it's all I know, but it's not our Jeff. But he says, the vote didn't surprise me at all. Oh, I hear music, and I'm going to have to do my Jeff story after the commercial break. Hey, Dennis, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. I received this email this morning from a listener saying, Derry, this didn't surprise me at all. This country is beyond the point of no return. It's not the Democrats that sent this country over the edge of the cliff. It's the so-called conservative Republicans. They're not any more conservative than the Democrats. They all are working for the same goal, except for a few, like Ron Paul. They are all out of touch with reality. We need to get Ron Paul and others from his Liberty Committee group to come back to their respective states and win the governorship and then secede from the Union. Jeff. Anyway, Bush knew how people feel about CAFTA. He can't help but know. But this doesn't go along with the global plan. If CAFTA had been defeated, that would have put a crimp in this one world government thing. Because now that CAFTA has passed, now I doubt seriously if they bring up FTAA this quick, it's going to take a little bit of soothing over, because there's a lot of folks that are very, very unhappy about this. And the administration is going to recognize that. But the next step is, we had first GATT, then NAFTA, now CAFTA.
and then the FTAA, which is the Free Trade of the Americas. Okay, that means that every country, all the way from Alaska down through Canada and the United States and Mexico and now South and CAFTA is Central America and now South America, will all be in this FTAA thing. So we'll all have one currency just exactly like the European Union does. It'll be the EU over here, but it'll be the Americas. It won't be the Euro dollar. It will be the Ameri dollar. And Bush knew that the people that really understand what's going on don't like this. Now, kind of interesting, yesterday afternoon, I went outside at noon, 11 o'clock, when I got off the air, I went outside to put something in my car, and I thought I was in Colorado, up in the high country. I mean, it was beautiful. The temperature was in the low 70s, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. We have all this humidity out here. There was no humidity in the air yesterday at all. And I told Beth and Jeff, I've got some jobs I need to do. I'm going to go home and work. Last week or two before that, I had a heifer get out, a yearling heifer, and went to the neighbors, and she took part of the fence with her. And it was 104 degrees, and I only checked the fence from the windshield in my air-conditioned pickup as I sipped a cool scotch and ice. Okay, so I didn't want to get out and mess with the fence. But yesterday, I thought, I better go put that fence back. It was kind of... It would turn anything that didn't want to get out, but anything that did, it wasn't going to stop him. And I thought, well, that's a beautiful day. Well, it took me a little while, and I could get the pickup right to where I work. And I've got the radio on, and Roger Hitchcock is filling in for Rush. And so I listened to the rest of that show. I was close enough to my pickup, I could hear what he was talking about, and he was telling about how great this CAFTA thing was. I mean... I don't know who Roger Hitchcock is, but he's certainly a globalist. There's no doubt about that. And he was bringing up how great this was. Well, a rancher called in, and a rancher tried to explain to him. But the poor guy, you know, here's where we miss the boat. Our calf should listen to these shows, and they should have a monitor, listen to this sort of thing, and then call in with the truth. Because this rancher had the truth, but he didn't know how to describe it. He didn't know. He tried to explain to Roger Hitchcock what the deal was. He didn't say, do you realize that there's more cattle in this area than there is in the United States? Do you realize they can double and triple production without any winter feed? Do you realize that they buy their breeding stock up here in the United States? The quality cattle is just as good as what we have here in this country. Do you realize that they can still use all of these antibiotics and health control programs that we can't use here in the United States? Do you realize you can hire a cowboy for $2 a day down there? We have to pay them $5 or $10 an hour up here, and sometimes we pay them a lot more than that. You know, he didn't go into any of that. And so the American people, they were listening to Roger Hitchcock, and he is Rush's guy, so they're believing that this CAFTA thing is going to be good. And the reason this rancher's having a problem is because he's not efficient enough. And once we start bringing this beef in from these other countries, that will just make him more efficient. Now, that was the way the whole story went. Well, anyway, I don't know what I was going to say. I got off on a spiel there. I was thinking more about building fence than I was about... where was my topic going, Jeff?
Well, you were listening, you were working, and the farmer called in.
Well, I know, I did all that, but where were we before that?
Well, I guess we were going over the fence.
All right, I don't know. Under the fence, over the fence, or through the fence. One way or the other, you get all scratched up just looking at those old barbed wire fences. Anyway, those Congress critters do not represent us, is the point I'm trying to make. We should no longer call them representatives because they ain't. Now, since NAFTA, and now I've killed too much time, but since NAFTA went into effect back in 1992, our trade deficit was $38 billion. $38 billion. You say, that's a lot of money. That's right. But it wasn't close to the $618 billion it was last year after we've had 10 years of NAFTA. It'll get worse, not better. And I'm not being a pessimist, I'm being a realist. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Anfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Friends, I want to tell you about Steel Span Buildings for hay or machinery storage, or if you're just needing a workshop, Steel Span Buildings will solve your storage needs. Spanning from 20 to 80 feet wide and up to any length desired, Steel Span Buildings is the largest manufacturer of Quonset-style structures in the world. Now, these buildings are designed to be built by yourself. They're easy to add on to, and because the arch has long been known for its unmatched strength, they're the strongest, most maintenance-free buildings in the industry. And most important, friends, these buildings are affordable. See side-by-side comparisons why steel span buildings are clearly the better choice against standard truss-type buildings on the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. amsteelspan.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, now the man who says all probabilities are 50%. Either a thing will happen, or it won't. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Back to this NAFTA-CAFTA trade agreement thing. In 1992, as I mentioned a moment ago, our trade deficit was $38 billion. And in 1992, we thought that was terrible. But remember NAFTA, and I opposed NAFTA from day one. I didn't have any use for any of these trade agreements. George Washington didn't have. If you go back and study the papers, you'll see that our founding fathers did not want us to get involved with these foreign countries on these treaties. But anyway, NAFTA was supposed to make things so much better for everybody. The farmers are going to be better off. We're going to see farmers in Mexico. They're going to be better off. And we're going to see this arrangement so that everybody makes more money. It's going to be great for everyone, right? Well, anyhow, it didn't work out that way. We saw the difference between $38 billion and $618 billion trade deficit just last year. We've also lost 3 million manufacturing jobs. So that means then that our money went to Mexico and now the Mexicans are all getting rich, right? Well, not exactly. Mexican citizens were promised increased living standards, more employment. Mexican farmers were promised higher incomes. Mexican agriculture shifted, though. They do grow more stuff in Mexico, like our tomato production moved to Mexico. It was one of the very first to go. But the Mexican farmers themselves that were farming their own land didn't get to grow the tomatoes. It was the big mega corporation started growing tomatoes. Mexican agriculture just shifted from independent entrepreneurs to corporate-controlled agriculture. The total number of farmers fell in Mexico, giving way to a much higher unemployment rate and lowered their living standard from what it was before NAFTA. About 1.4 Mexican farmers have lost their jobs since they signed on to NAFTA. See, most of Mexico's agriculture was done by little individual farms, just like once upon a time America's was. The rural Mexican poverty level increase has been tremendous. The situation has truly become one in which the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Cargill has benefited. The large multinational corporations have taken over and left the Mexican farmers to starve. And so it goes. So they're coming up here, all right? This same NAFTA, or since NAFTA, more than 200,000 United States production agriculture jobs have been lost. American producers have seen import levels rise while competition and prices for domestic products dropped. NAFTA has outsourced our sovereignty, outsourced our agriculture, and outsourced our manufacturing. And I don't think, you know, there's just no doubt about it. But see, the guy that called Roger Hitchcock didn't have any of these figures at his fingertips. And that's why we need people to monitor those shows and be ready to call in. Now, I know that Henry Lamb tried to call Rush several times on some of this endangered species and sustainable stuff and all that. And Rush wouldn't take his calls. But now this guy yesterday seemed to want to take those calls, but the people just weren't good at expressing themselves. Anyhow, so much for that.
Needs a better screener.
He needs a screener like I do. You put everybody and their dog on there.
Right. Are you ready yet?
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Tim in Nebraska.
Hey, Tim. Hi. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to add to that. They won't let anyone talk on that show that knows what they're talking about. I mean, they're just looking for if somebody's got the right point of view, they don't want them to sound too intelligent.
Well, that's possible.
And I was also wondering, how long is it going to be before we have to start hoarding our supplements, you know, with the,
yeah, now,
the Codex thing?
Right. Now, let me back up here because I can't remember people's. The day before yesterday, we had Dr. Rima Labo on there. And she said that what everybody is so concerned with that's in this CAFTA agreement is also in the NAFTA agreement. Word for word, she says. You see, that NAFTA agreement was, 2,000 pages or something? It's ridiculous, and people don't know what's in there. But she says all that CAFTA stuff is in that agreement. So we've had it for 10 years already, so that's why she wasn't so concerned about CAFTA from the standpoint of Codex. But I don't know.
Oh, it's just whenever they decide they want to do that.
It's there when they decide they want to do it. There's no doubt about it. But it was there before CAFTA. So if they decide it, it'll happen. Tim, appreciate the, was that your comment, Tim?
Yeah, we'd like to get you back up here to North Platte sometime.
Well, we'd like to be back in North Platte sometime. They don't like to hear the truth in North Platte, do they?
Some people do.
I think the majority of the people do. It's, again, that the people don't get to hear what they want to hear a lot of times. Let's go to Ed in Missouri. Hi, Ed, you're on the air.
Hello, Derry. A couple weeks ago, I called up the O'Reilly Show on a Friday.
Okay.
And on Fridays, he says, anything goes. So I called up and I talked to a screener for probably 7 minutes. And he said, well, I can't put you on the air. I said, hey, O'Reilly said that on Fridays anything goes. So I said, okay, I'll put you on next. I got on there, and I explained about one of these issues about free trade agreements and CAFTA. And O'Reilly didn't say anything for 5 minutes. He said nothing. He didn't interrupt me. I was just, I wondered if I was talking to the right guy sometimes. And then he said, well, he said, I don't know anything about free trade agreements.
So well, at least he was truthful.
Yeah. So I propose tomorrow's Friday. Maybe somebody could call at least his show, and some of these shows have it like anything goes on a Friday. And so if somebody is going to call, tomorrow is the day to call.
Well, you know, you want to be prepared. You don't want to rant and rave because they're going to cut you off. You know, you have to be nice, you have to be friendly, and just state the facts and don't just go on and on and on. The best thing to do is be organized a little bit so that more than one person can do it.
Yeah, I try to talk from talking points, just little sentences,
right.
And then, you know, and then I follow up, you know. Well, you do a great job, Derry. You and Lou Dobbs are about the only two in our corner.
Well, there are others out there. I'll tell you what, there's more people out there than you realize. And we're gaining ground all of the time. Just like the other day, I had a fella said, I'm waking up. I'm getting kind of smart. I listen to you every day. And I was quizzing him a little bit. Well, I didn't hear that. And I said, well, what are you listening? Well, I listen to that three-minute program you do. I do a little three-minute vignette every day, see? Well, I said, you need to listen to the hour-long show. Well, he can't do that, he said. I said, well, it's just, you'll get smart just listening to the three-minute program, but it's going to take you a lot longer at that rate. But anyhow, Ed, hey, thanks for the call. Let's go to... I still don't have my screen in here. I don't have any idea. The clocks are right now, but I'm still operating with not half my brain tied behind me, but half my equipment gone. Okay, so, Jeff, you have to tell me what's going on.
Chad in Missouri.
Chad in Missouri. Hi, Chad. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry.
Hello.
I've been listening to you on the GCN network for a long time, along with the other... people on there, and I just caught you on the radio here in Joplin, Missouri, and I can't tell you how good that feels to hear the truth being told on the controlled dial.
Okay.
And you know, in talking about representatives, you know, not having representatives anymore, I think we haven't had representatives for a long time. Our representatives have been people like Derry Brownfield.
Well, we do. We do the best we can, but as I started to say a while ago, we are gaining ground because a lot of people are beginning to see, and I really think this open borders deal that the administration has pulled, and not just the administration, the Democrats want the open borders also, but when they bring in illegals and let them use all of the same, in fact, they have better rights in this country than we do. They get a better deal on Social Security than we do. People can see that, and they're beginning to wake up and say, you know, some of these right-wing kooks that we've been listening to all the time and we thought they were really off the wall, hey, what they were saying is beginning to make more sense all the time. Hey, Chad, thanks for the call. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Last
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Let's go back to the telephone. So Juanita in Missouri. Hi, Juanita. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. I just wanted to suggest that maybe if you called in to Roger either today or tomorrow on the Rush Show and gave him your credentials, maybe...
Heavens, no, they don't want somebody that like me.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to try. people need to hear that information.
I know they do, but I try to...
Lots of listeners.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's go to Mark in Texas. Hi, Mark. You're on the air.
Good morning, Derry. We had a local congressman from the Dallas area named Pete Sessions on the radio last Sunday for a whole hour, and he explained in detail how the shaft is going to affect this, you know, disparaging economy that we find ourselves in. Now, pay attention, Derry. This is real, real intricate here. We're going to grow the cotton here. And we're going to ship it to Central America and let them make T-shirts and whatnot out of it. And then we won't have to pay tariffs when we get it back. That was his entire explanation.
It took you an hour program to tell that?
Well, I'm just wondering if they could grow cotton in North Carolina.
Yeah,
no, he talked about other things.
They do grow cotton. No, in South Carolina, I know they grow cotton.
Well, they need to, because I know they don't have any textile manufacturing any longer.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Hey, thanks for the call. You know, let me show you something here. In China, and they're our number one trading partner, and we're their number one enemy. They've already told us that. And, of course, Clinton told us that they're our number one trading partner. So China's government, just last week, issued a new regulation that limits the performing arts, including plays and concerts. Any activity deemed harmful to the state are banned under the new rules. Now, I'm thinking being harmful to the state. All of these trade agreements, they're destroying the sovereignty here in the United States of America. We're giving up our sovereignty every time we sign one of these things. They don't even want in China the performing arts to come out and say anything bad about the state. The State Council also regulates how foreign entertainment can hold activities. Commercial performers should not endanger state unity, sovereignty, or territorial integrity, endanger state security, the honor of the interest of the state. Commercial art performers should not oppose the basic principles of the Constitution that place the Communist Party as the ruling party. Performers must not disrupt social order or stability, spread propaganda, superstition, or violence, or infringe on the legitimate right of citizens. I mean, they can't even do this in a play. Now, here in America, the anti-American, anti-military art exhibit on display in the California Department of Justice features an American flag being flushed down a toilet. This anti-American, anti-military art is taxpayer funded. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The 21st century has brought a shift from a stock-driven era to a new commodity-driven era. That's according to USA Today, Wall Street Journal, and Swiss America. 4 years ago, Swiss America issued a simple 21st century investment commandment. Thou shalt diversify assets to include tangibles. Now, USA Today and the Journal agree. Bottom line, we need economic solutions for the 21st century. In their new report, Discover, the keys to diversification, social security reform, gold and silver market trends, and why liberalism is dying. I've read this report, and you should too. So call now. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN to get this incredible, easy-to-understand report. That's 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-BUY-COIN to discover economic solutions.
Hey, what are your feet doing today?
Well, if they're like a lot of other adventurous, fun-seeking feet, they'll be walking through the gates of the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia!
August 11th through the 21st. Why did 758,000 feet do it last year? Because these feet know where to go to have fun! Never taken your feet to the Missouri State Fair?
Give it a whirl!
Nowhere but the fair will you find the variety of fun stuff to see and do. Stroll through the grounds, hit the Carnival Midway, make tracks to see carts Dr. Brianberg, create a replica of the new Isle of Capri Casino Hotel solely out of playing cards. Mosey over and try out your vocal cords at the Budweiser Crew Music Roadhouse. Stop by and grab a corn dog. Tour the many exhibits from livestock to fine arts to the Missouri State Fair Museum. Find more fair fun at mostatefair.com. Then bring your feet and your friends' feet to the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia and have some fun! The Missouri State Fair, August 11th to the 21st in Sedalia.
Give it a whirl.
We have returned. You have somebody on the telephone there? Oh, okay. All right. Well, you were shaking your head like maybe you did. I didn't understand your signal. Okay. Pinky Norris, been a rancher all of his life. He's 88 years old, and he's born in New Mexico. He's been in the western part of the country forever. And he says, every night about midnight, his dogs start whining, and they jump off the front porch of the ranch house, and they run out in the yard just a little ways, and then they come back all bristled up and growling. A mountain lion killed one of his dogs several weeks ago, another one 6 months ago. Norris said he was awakened about 12:30 in the morning on Wednesday, June 29th, by one of his dogs barking under the bedroom window. He woke up another man who lives at the ranch, And the two of them went out to investigate. They got up in the middle of the night. They were in their underwear and just slippers. But they took flashlights and a shooting iron. And the dog led them to where a lion had killed another one of his dogs. So anyway, they started tracking the mountain lion. So we followed the trail where the lion was dragging the dog up the canyon about a mile. Now, I wouldn't want to walk a mile in that rough country in house slippers and underwear, but that's why I always keep my boots and my britches closer to the bed than that. But anyhow, anyhow, they followed this trail where the lion had been dragging the dog. Now, he said that back in from 1936 to 1940, why, they had a Mexican trapper that stayed there with them, a government trapper. And he said he learned a lot from this guy. So he's pretty savvy at following this mountain lion. He says it was a mature adult. He said they'll eat about 20 pounds a day, and the dog would have lasted him 3 or 4 days. Anyway, they shot the mountain lion. But the interesting thing of this whole story is, after they shot the mountain lion, they came home. And the next day, they call State Game and Fish. And a woman came out to get the lion. And the first thing she asked was, did he have a tag to shoot the lion? She said, it's only $14. And he said he ought to keep one just for when something like this happens. See how these people think? I mean, I could see drawing a bead on that mountain lion and say, hey, we don't have a tag. I didn't have $14. Come on. Where are we going?
I thought his first mistake was to call them in the first place.
Yeah, I would have too. I wouldn't have called them.
Sure.
But maybe he's kind of proud of the deal that he shot the darn thing. But anyhow, in an effort to end the Bible's monopoly on a swearing-in procedure, see, in the courtroom, you're supposed to lay your hand on a Bible and say, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Well, that's wrong. Not going to do that anymore, because there's people that get in court that don't believe the Bible. They'd rather be sworn in on the Quran or some other book.
Superman comic book.
There you go. So a lawsuit has been filed in Superior Court in Wake County, North Carolina. I need to send this to my son that lives in North Carolina. Because the American Civil Liberties Union is suing Wake County. On behalf of the organization's statewide membership of approximately 8,000 people of different faith, including Islam. The government cannot favor one set of religious values over another. Current law mentions laying one's hands on the Holy Scriptures, which officials heretofore have interpreted as meaning the Bible. So the Bible's got to go. And you had a good suggestion there. We'll use Superman comic books now. Tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Because it's faster than a speeding bullet. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you, while the near or far away, may the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work.
doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.